Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast, right back here for another season. And I have been having a debate with my band about tuning and half-step tuning and drop D tuning, things like that. We're working on the new album and we're creating the new songs, and it's a great thing that we're doing. I asked my guitar player, Jesse, I said, do you want to try to do a half step down just to see if it's a little better, a little different, a little heavier? He said, absolutely not. And I think he's a Nazi, and here's why. I've spent probably the last month listening to out of tune music, or maybe I've been listening to out of tune music my whole life without realizing it. Yeah, it's possible. See, a small section of the populace of listeners, they insist that we have tuned our instruments incorrectly for decades. And now they want to use digital technology to fix that situation, eliminating all those bad notes with just a click of a mouse. Now, just about every that I know of recording software platform automatically sets your recording preference to 440 hertz, okay? Now, musicians like myself and whoever's listening, we don't agree on a lot of stuff. Sometimes we do, but we tend to concur that the note A in the middle of the treble staff should be tuned to 440 hertz. But why is that? The International Standards Organization even issued guidelines to this effect back in the 1950s. Now, tinfoil hat people, are you ready? Conspiracy theorists will tell you that the tuning was promoted by Nazis. Specifically, Joseph Goebbels, the chief propagandist for the Third Reich. And he imposed this 440 hertz tuning as a part of a heinous plan to warp the consciousness of the masses. Well, is that true? We don't know. But wait, there's more. Now, record labels, they may be in cahoots with the Nazis, okay? Now, this is part of the theory. The music industry features this imposed frequency that is hurting populations into a greater aggression, psychosocial agitation, and emotional distress, predisposing people to physical illness. Now, that is the claim of Dr. Leonard Horowitz in his paper, Musical Cult Control. Now, Dr. Horowitz is a real doctor. He's a retired dentist, to be specific, and he gave up his dentistry for some time ago to promote the various conspiracy theories, including his views on tuning musical instruments. Now, he also suspects the Rockefellers and the Illuminati, wink, that they may have participated in this sinister plot to pollute our songs. Now, I ask you, is it really possible that musicians have been tuning their instruments incorrectly during your entire lifetime, okay? Is the tuning app on your smartphone a kind of cultural malware designed to destroy the music as we know it? We don't know. Now, according to the true believers of this conspiracy theory, music would generate a positive healing energy if A were tuned to 432 hertz. This tuning, they claim, is more aligned with the cosmos and the natural world. The number 432 is also reflected in ratios of the sun, the earth, and the moon, as well as a procession of equinoxes, the Great Pyramid of Egypt, Stonehenge, among many other sacred sites. Now, that's from author Alina St. Ong. And what do you want to bet on? Stonehenge and the Great Pyramid, or Joseph Goebbels and the Nazis? Okay. Now, these conspiracy theories aren't entirely crazy horseshit, okay? The tuning of instruments has always been filled with compromises and influenced by competing paradigms, okay? Listeners take for granted the conventional, well-tempered tuning of modern instruments by itself is a conventional innovation in its day, It represented a rejection of the Pythagorean heritage and Renaissance thinking on music, but it has also made possible the chromatically rich compositions of Bach and his successors. Stay with me, because this is going to make sense. All right, a little bit of history. Now, the decision to standardize the tuning of A to 440 hertz is far more recent of a development than once we thought. And that's why you see it as a default setting in all your software recording programs. In the 19th century, here's the history of it, both French and Austrian governments advocated the tuning A at 435 hertz, and many other countries followed in their lead, okay? And if we can trust a tuning fork used by the manufacturer of Mozart's pianofortes, his A was way down at 421.6 hertz, and that's almost a G sharp in today's paradigm. A little bit more on that. Giuseppe Verdi, he was an advocate for the 432 hertz tuning, and even got the Italian government to pass legislation to some effect, and some scholars still call it to this day the Verdi tuning. Now, let's go back to the decision to standardize A at 440 hertz. It gained momentum in the US during the early 20th century. And no, for this reason, you can't blame Joseph Goebbels for it, okay? Most of the US music industry had switched to 440 hertz by the mid-1920s. And in 1936, the American Standards Association made the change official. A few holdouts refused to budge, and that was the New York Philharmonic. Some other orchestras relied on their own preferred tunings, invariably sharper than the standard, and we can only assume that's for the stringed instruments and wind instruments. Now, I've encountered a few jazz saxophonists who play sharp as well, and probably with the misguided intention of adding some bite to their horn lines. But most of the world has come to embrace the US standard of 440 hertz. Right back after this. We'll be right back. Now, we're back, and you may be asking yourself, well, what is the sound difference in 440 hertz versus 432 hertz? Well, I'll tell you what, let's give them a play back to back and see if you can tell a difference. That was 440 hertz, the tone you just heard. Now let's have a listen to 432 hertz. Did you hear a difference? Was it distinguishable to you? In many instances, you may not have a strong preference between the two, but slightly prefer the lower tuning for a calm, meditative music, and the higher tuning for brash, assertive songs, maybe punk rock or metal, right? Now, if I were running a Zen retreat center, which I never will because that's ridiculous, I might embrace the alternate tunings. But if I were a DJ playing hot tracks for the dance crowd, I'd probably stick with A at 440 hertz. Now, back to at the top of the show when I talked about suggesting to my band members that we tune down a half step to E flat, and I got shot down. They said, no fucking way. No, we're not doing it. Well, here's a little bit about E flat that I kind of wanted to touch upon and why I thought it would sound better. Because somehow, when you tune down a half step, songs sound fuller. Some say it even makes vocal parts easier to sing to. As little as one semitone can have a huge impact on a singer's performance. Okay, tuning down to E flat should be seen simply as standard tuning, but as a reference, A equals 415 hertz instead of the international modern standard of A equals 440 hertz. After all, unlike other alternate tunings, it does not alter the relationship between the strings. So the guitar is played exactly the same way, okay? Interestingly, although the relativity of the pitch stays the same, tuning down seems to change the way you hear music, and especially the kind of ideas you get while writing on a tuned down guitar. So I would encourage anyone to try it. It takes a few minutes and can be temporarily undone with a capo on the first fret, so you can easily go back and forth between tunings. Here's a fun fact. The Nirvana album Bleach sounded so heavy, other than the rest of their albums, because they always tuned their guitars down a half step. When they went into the studio to record, they didn't realize the guitar techs had already tuned their guitars down a half step, so they tuned down what they were thinking was a half step, which made it a whole step. Now that's what made it sound so heavy and unlike any other albums. It was basically an accident. Right back after this.
Dependent slide.
Steel Plaza Podcast, right back here. And we're talking about tunings. We're talking about frequencies. We're talking about hertz. Now, to understand this whole 432 hertz thing, we first need to learn about the Schumann resonance. What's that? Well, German physicist Winfried Otto Schumann documented in the Schumann resonance in 1952. Now, he understood that global electromagnetic resonances existed within the cavity between the Earth's surface and the inner edge of the ionosphere, and we are excited and activated by lightning. Now, Otto determined that the frequency of electromagnetic waves are very low, ranging anywhere from 7.8 hertz to 8 hertz. Now, this frequency is essentially what's known as the Earth's heartbeat, right? The frequency the Earth beats at. Now, 432 hertz resonates with a frequency of 8 hertz, and here's how. I hope you're writing this down. On the musical scale of where A has a frequency of 440 hertz, the note C is about 261.656 hertz. On the other hand, if we take 8 hertz as our starting point and work upwards by 5 octaves, that's by the 7 notes in the scale 5 times, we reach a frequency of 256 hertz. In whose scale the note A has a frequency of 432 hertz? Wow. What does that mean? Well, what that means is the frequency at the top end of the theta range at the start of the alpha range, it makes us feel very relaxed, but conscious and open to intuitive learning. Now, listening to a concentrated recording of music at this frequency, like a binaural beats track, I'm sure you've all heard of that, it will synchronize, it will entrain the brain to the state and induce the aforementioned effects, okay? Now think for a moment about all the frequencies that travel through your brain in a given day. Cell phones, Wi-Fi, radio, microwaves. That's why we wear our tinfoil hats. Am I right? All these exist at different frequencies and they pull our brain from one frequency to the next. Now your brain's on a constant yo-yo because of it. It's being pinged by different frequencies, and it's no wonder that all these devices emitting artificial electromagnetic radiation have been linked to cancer, depression, and insomnia. I know I have it. So this makes sense that if we spent more time being attuned to the natural electromagnetic pulses of the Earth at 432 hertz, we would in turn feel more centered, balanced, conscious, and peaceful. Now, why the hell aren't we using it? Well, most theories center around the belief that 440 hertz frequency was deliberately adopted by governments, regimes, as a way to manipulate the control of the masses, making them lethargic, even borderline depressed, therefore easily influenced. And we talked about Joseph Goebbels. And he served as the prime propaganda minister for the German Third Reich, and his job was to spread the Nazi message, right? Which supposedly directed this mission. Now, he apparently used music containing concentrated 440 hertz frequencies and others to induce fear and hostility in the masses. People listening to this music were essentially prisoners of their own aggressive consciousness. Now, it's no surprise that when listening to the same music tuned at two different frequencies, 432 hertz and 440 hertz, most people say they feel a sense of relaxation after listening to the 432 hertz version. However, the average person distinguished between the two by ear, it would be difficult, and on first listen, the effects might not be that pronounced. Over time, though, you will naturally feel more pleasant listening to 432 hertz music instead of 440 hertz music because your brain will become attuned to that frequency, which we'd call the frequency of the Earth. Now, 440 hertz, despite being forced upon us as a music tuning pitch standard, is not in harmony with the frequency of the Earth. It is alien to us as a species, right? And finally, with all of the evidence, scientifically from nature, mathematically from music theory, and endorsed by the likes of Verdi and Mozart, points to the fact that 432 hertz is an extremely powerful tuning frequency from which instruments should be tuned. So Jesse, I say again, let's tune down a half step. Stop being a Nazi. That's it for today. We'll see you next time right back here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.